Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Trouble. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
The U.S. Court of International Trade froze the president's sweeping 10% tariffs against other nations and the targeted levies on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. The court ruling President Trump exceeded his authority. In a statement, a White House spokesman said it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency.
Taco trade? Don't ask President Trump about it.
This month, a columnist for the Financial Times coined the phrase, Trump always chickens out, referring to Trump's ever-changing positions on tariffs and his propensity to back off when stocks declined after his tariff announcements. A reporter asked him what he thinks about the phrase.
We have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out?
And he warned the reporter not to ask him about it again.
Don't ever say what you said. That's a nasty question.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. China calls a new Trump administration plan targeting foreign students unreasonable. Correspondent Matt Piper.
In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. A day earlier, Rubio halted the scheduling of new visa interviews for international students until the State Department releases guidelines for increased vetting of the students' activity on social media.
Some demonstrators were led away in handcuffs outside an immigration center in New York City.
An angry protest outside the immigration court in Lower Manhattan after word that more people were taken into custody after showing up for their immigration hearing a week after a Bronx high school student was arrested there.
When they try to come in legally and follow the court proceedings, they're being kidnapped.
This man works inside the building.
Agents dressed in plain clothes, wearing masks, pulling people out of line. It's totally out of the ordinary.
Nearly two dozen protesters were arrested. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Desperation deepening in Gaza. Video footage shows hundreds of Palestinians shouting, shoving, even ripping off pieces of a UN food warehouse to try to get something to eat. Hospital officials say four people died in the chaos. Comes a day after at least one Palestinian was killed at an Israeli and U.S.-backed aid distribution site. Maybe you knew him from the Child's Play horror movies.
Hi, I'm Chucky.
He's something, isn't he?
Actor Ed Gale has died. Born with dwarfism, he was about 3'4". His most famous role was playing a doll possessed by a serial killer. Gale was 61. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County judge has ruled that the case against a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will move forward to trial. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The defense yesterday in a preliminary hearing argued that the state had not met its burden of proof and sought to reduce the charges. The judge did find probable cause and move things forward. The teenager is scheduled to appear in court again June 18th. This Saturday, Racine's Festival Hall will host a special portrait gallery organized by a local rep. The 62nd's Angelina Cruz is attempting to celebrate 40 local public school students and their stories of racial and social justice. A statement says Cruz is using the event to spotlight what she says is the need for more state funding in public schools. The gallery was created in partnership with local artists and educators. It's free and open to all. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow. The public is invited to join an anniversary celebration from 4 to 7. It'll feature tours, speakers, and a retrospective on the library's legacy. If you need credentialing and licensing from the state, you may see a delay this year. Lisa Hale has more.
The Department of Safety and Professional Services warns delays will happen if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by the state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent. All the team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm gonna be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, bro, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, 53 degrees.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4 1/2. You're never 36 1/2. You're 4 1/2 and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21, but you turn 30. Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned, we had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. And you make it to 60. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60, by then you built up so much speed. You hit 70.
Friends of the Public Library. We're all kind of friends of the library, but the official friend of the Public Library is Autumn Lattimore. Hi, Autumn. How are you?
Good morning, Don. And I have to give you a belated happy birthday.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where's the cake?
Yeah, well, it's in the parking lot.
Okay, we'll go get it.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Okay.
You had some big doings in your family, you just told me. Huh?
We did. My daughter, whose name is Winter. Yes, don't laugh. Winter follows autumn. She graduated and we had prom, of course, the wonderful Racine prom. And she's headed tomorrow to regionals for shot put. So we'll see what happens.
She can remind her husband someday. Now, before you say no to this, remember, I was a shot putter. And this could hurt.
There you go.
So think carefully before you do anything stupid.
You got it. You got it.
My graduation, my diploma is somewhere in a landfill. My mother, when she moved from her house, she was there. She was there for almost 50 years in the house. And she decided they were moving. Well, they were moving. They, retired. They were moving to Florida. And she threw everything out. And my brother said, "You better get over here. The dumpster's here." And meanwhile, I'm sitting here in Racine, and that's on Long Island. And he said, "Mom's throwing everything out. Everything's going in the dumpster. I'm grabbing my medical books out of here." I said, "Do you see anything that belongs to me?" "No, it's just covered." She just keeps dumping and dumping and dumping. So I said to her, "Why did you throw out my high school diploma?" She goes, "If it was important to you, you would have taken it with you."
Oh, yeah. Well.
She threw out a whole bunch of stuff. My Beatles ticket stubs from my Beatles concert I went to in 1965. She said, "If it was important, you would have taken them with you."
Oh, boy.
Mom, I didn't know you were going to have a burning pits thing going on.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
And she said, "If it was important, you would have taken it with you." Obviously, it wasn't that important.
Oh, I don't know that she's wrong.
Thank you. I was expecting a little sympathy.
No, sorry. I'm not much better. I've got too much junk, so I get it.
So what's the Friends of the Public Library?
The Friends group is a specific advocacy group. We sit beside the library, we support the library, and we raise funds for wonderful library programming, largely focused on families and youth. So we use donations from our patrons and all different types of folks to raise those funds with our book sales and our book teak, and as well as our memberships. So we encourage everyone to be a member. Entry level membership is $15 a year. Very reasonable.
That's less than going out to Culver's.
There you go.
So how do you become a member?
You can go to RacineLibrary.info and you just look for Friends, and we are right there. You will take PayPal or a credit card. It's very easy. You get a lovely membership card. We give you a gift that you can pick up at the front desk of the library, and you can get free books every month, and you get notice for all of our wonderful sales and events that go on throughout the year.
Just hope your mother doesn't throw out your membership card when she moves.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Okay, so we have a couple of topics we need to talk about. Donation Day, which is coming up, I can't believe June 7th is next week.
It's next Saturday, yes. So Donation Day is where we ask you, the public, whenever you've got those books, games, puzzles, records, DVDs, what else? CDs, comic books, anything you want to get rid of from a literary and cozy hobby point of view.
Why do people want to get rid of their DVDs? I'm a big DVD collector, and Blu-rays, I still collect them.
Blu-rays, yep, we get those occasionally.
I don't know why people get rid of this. What if you want to see that movie?
Yeah, well.
Now you're going to have to pay to stream it. This way you get to see it for free.
Right, but you've got to find the technology that'll play it.
A DVD player.
Well, sometimes those break.
Well, everything breaks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, no. I'll go down there. Now, Donation Day, so when's the sale?
The Donation Day is on the 7th from 11 to 3. Yeah. And the sale will be this fall. So we go through, we curate, we price. We had an incredible Donation Day this past spring and an incredible sale. We just got depleted of so much of our inventory. So we need you all to come out and give us a good amount of donations.
You didn't see my high school diploma donated.
No, okay. I did not.
I can't believe she threw that out.
All right. She's not going to live that one down.
No, I'm not. I said to her once, this is years later, and you can never forget about this. No, I'm never going to forget about it. There's no proof I graduated high school. You threw it out. She goes, "It's not a big deal. We know you graduated." Yeah, I know, but, I want to have it on the wall. So,
well, if it meant a lot to you, John, you would have taken it with you.
And my Beatle ticket stubs, too. Color Our World, a summer reading program for kids and adults.
Yes, it's a wonderful program that the Friends is funding through, again, our donation, the donations that we receive. It actually is kicking off on the same day, on the 7th, and it's where you can create art and you can get started on a reading challenge and also get ready for just summer fun. You can drop in at any time during open hours and enjoy all kinds of activities and celebrate reading. And then there's a special portion to the Color Our World, which is STEAM-based. It's a challenge. And I bet you want to know what that means.
Of course I want to know.
Okay. Well, that means that we actually work with the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math as a challenge where learners of all ages can earn points by completing different activities and attending programs and checking out ebooks and writing reviews related to STEAM. So when you earn enough points, you can actually stop into our innovation lab up on the second floor, and you can get your completion prize. So it's a pretty cool program.
My wife reads to me, and she's a great reader.
Aww.
And we will pick a book. And right now we're reading Bob Barry. He was a big famous DJ in Milwaukee, wrote a book. And it's really good. And when we go on road trips, she reads to me in the car. And she reads to me at night before we go to bed.
You are so spoiled.
Well, you know what it is? And she's a good reader. She doesn't stumble, doesn't go, when she's reading.
Did I stutter? You are so spoiled.
Yeah, so she's very good. So she reads to me while we're sleeping.
I love it.
Before we go to bed at night. And I love when she reads. She got a great voice for reading.
Good.
And I don't have to read.
You are a lucky man.
I know. This is everything in the world I wanted. I got.
Hey, that's saying something.
You know, I remember when I was going to located at the library, we had these little tiny chairs, and they used to put them in a semicircle, and one of the librarians used to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a simple book because it was like three words on each page, and they'd show you the picture. They go, you know. But, you know, if you think back to some of these early books, like See Sally, See Dick, See Jane. I mean, you see, and there's like four words in the entire book, and somebody published it.
Right.
Wow, I could do that.
I know. It was a different time. It was a different time.
Yeah, now you got to read Harry Potter, 600 pages.
You know, for some reason, I seem to remember that story time, the concept of story time was started in Racine. I need to go back and kind of Google that. But for some reason, that was some piece of trivia that's in my head. So we need to look that one up.
I got one for you here. This is the, you know, the Scripps Spelling Bee Challenge?
Oh, yeah.
That's today. This is a big nationwide. Let me see if I can
Don't ask me to spell, Don.
This is a big, giant, nationwide spelling bee.
I know. It's pretty cool, too.
And I got it here. Hold on. Some of the words are real simple.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they are. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here. All right. The Scripps Spelling Bee Challenge. By the way, it's called the Bee originally because the newspaper there is the Sacramento Bee.
The Sacramento Bee. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was called the Spelling Bee.
Love it.
That's where they get Scripps Howard, which owns, I think, Channel 12 in Milwaukee, owns the rights to that. So anyway, here are the words that people, Americans, Googled the most. Some of them pretty easy. Congratulations. Now, I think the D and the T square everybody up.
Absolutely.
I was passing, I won't mention that and embarrass the hotel, but there's a hotel here in town, and it said, congratulations, graduating seniors, and they spelled it with a D on the marquee.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, was right. Appreciation. What would be the problem with that one? Appreciation. That seems pretty easy.
Maybe one less P?
I don't know.
Florida.
How'd you screw that up?
I don't know.
Amazing.
No way.
But here's the one I couldn't spell. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Camouflage.
Ooh.
These kids probably have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Camouflage. I tried to do it even after I saw it, how it was spelled.
It's one of those weird.
Yeah.
Weird ones.
Just for the record, it's Camouflage. I would never have got that in a million years. Camouflage.
I would have left out a U somewhere.
I would have left out half the letters. Camouflage. Boy, that's a tough
one. What would we do without
these
Google?
Kids get, they get harder words than that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how do you practice for that? Just read the dictionary? I mean, I think you practice for a spelling. It could be millions of words. And they would say, can I have the definition, please? And they give the definition. I'm like, that's going to help. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
They're using it. They're buying time.
That's what I think they're doing.
Buying time.
I think they're trying to.
Smart young people.
Yeah, they are smart. And these kids are like, 11, 12 years old, and they know how to spell camouflage. Okay, our next program, the summer, let's see what I wrote here. I need to get summer scares.
Uh-oh. Summer scares, yes. Well, we love the summer scares program. This is allowing us to all to enjoy all the things that are dark and spooky in the summer, sitting around the campfire and having a good ghost story. This is the 5th anniversary of Summer Scares. So
I'm scared thinking about it. I'm bringing back memories. That's why.
Yeah, there you go. See, and you can join the library and we'll be having book discussions and crafts that are inspired by the readings and then scary movie nights. So if you dare to come, I think you'll have a great time.
Boy, do you remember any summer scares when you were growing up?
What you used to do? Yeah.
We used to hang around the telephone pole. At night.
Yes.
Because there was a light at the top of the pole.
Of course.
And we used to sit there on the curb making up stories. And one of them was there was a house on the next block up
there
a few blocks.
There always is a house somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And they said in the back window, there's an old woman who died and her hand is still in the window. And I'm telling my father this thing. Now, keep in mind, I was probably about 18, 19 years. No, I wasn't that old. I was probably about, 9 years old.
Yep.
And I said, she's dead. Her hand is in the window. She's just like, she was waving and it just froze. She's got rigor mortis. It's frozen in the window. My father said this, her hand is not in the window. I said, it is. So we were going out to eat. My father said, where's the house? So we pulled in to the house and it wasn't her house, but he had to walk through the backyard of the other house to see her, the back of their window. And he goes, that's not a hand. That's a flower. And so he took me back there and I said, son of a gun, there's a flower. What do you know about that? But we were, every night, the old lady's hand is still there in the window.
That's pretty funny.
We were afraid to go see it. Turns out it was a flower. Thanks, Dad, for wrecking my childhood memories. What are some of yours?
Well, I have a similar thing where my grandmother lived on a street, and we lived with her for a while, and there was a pretty scary house, and there was a strange man who kind of went in and out of the house and lived there, and, we had all kinds of stories about him. Yeah.
Probably a nice guy, but you decided to.
Yeah, we had all kinds of names. Beef Stew Jack and.
Beef Stew Jack?
Beef Stew Jack, because he one day had like a Hormel beef stew, can that fell out of his bag one day, and we called him Beef Stew Jack.
Where was this?
This is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness.
Think
Beef Stew is still around?
I highly doubt it. But
tonight you're going to have a nightmare about Beef Stew Jack. Can you talk about it?
Well, I will tell you, it's a national phenomenon, our love for horror. And the seasonal summer screams, if you will, the summer scares program is actually a national program that's sponsored by the Horror Writers Association. So we're excited to be in partnership with them and to, again, sponsor the Summer Scares here in Racine.
When you go out in the hallway there, we just won the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award for Best Interview.
Congratulations.
And the interview I did was with Rory Graves, mm-hmm. who wrote a book called Haunted Racine.
There you go.
And she was telling some stories. And the
I
building
bet.
She was telling it, they're still there. You could go. One of them was about a school. This is, where on the St. Luke's is on 14th Street?
The yes. Ascension. Okay. Yes.
If you keep going west,
okay.
you'll see an old school. It's
yes.
huge, huge.
Yes.
The kid, it was built on the side of a cemetery.
Oh, that does not
and
bode it, well.
And it's
no.
like Poltergeist, when
yeah.
they said,
yeah.
you didn't move the graves. The kids were digging up bones.
No way.
Yeah, people's bones and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's freaky. No. Yeah. No.
It's on this is the cover of her book. Now, she put a light on one of the windows, but it's right there. There's a place on Main Street here that's got haunted stories, and she was telling these stories.
Any
and
old
I
town.
Don't know they're not true.
Yeah, any old town, though, you're going to have that. You can just look at some of those places and say, I know there's some ghosts that live there. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just the way of the world.
Now I'm afraid to go out. It's daylight. You never know. This building is going to be 100 years old pretty soon.
How cool is that?
And who knows what? Not the building, the radio station.
Okay.
The building's from the 50s, but still.
All right. Well, it's old enough.
My house is over 100 years old, and we had to have a wall replaced. And I said, let's, and it was, they took out, remember the old slats and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they took out the wall, and I wanted to look inside to see if anything's in there.
No.
Nothing was in there. I thought, because an old sea captain owned our house, and I thought, well, maybe there's something in it.
Right.
And
then I said, like let me go to the newspaper or something?
Well, I wanted to go to the store, like a party store, and buy some a plastic skeleton and throw them in the wood.
No.
So 50, 60 years from now, when they open it up, there's the skeleton laying in there.
That's not right.
I won't be around for the scare and the scream, but it was, you know, it's...
That's not right.
We got another, one more thing on the list here. We got time for
one more thing. Wow. Well, I want to just do a nice push for our seed library. We have an incredible seed library. It's a wonderful, wonderful asset to our area. You can come in and there's a incredible list, or excuse me, a credible number of drawers filled with different seeds by packet, by special area, vegetable, flowers, you name it, and you can come and just get seeds to...
A plethora of seeds.
Exactly, to start your garden or to start your flowers, and it, just based on our weather, you could, probably could still start at this point, right? So,
well, my wife started, yeah, she started already.
There we have two,
she has box gardens in
we
the
We love the yeah. seed library.
Yeah. Okay, quick review, donation day is coming up.
June 7th,
making donations, books, DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever you got.
Just come to the front and we will help you. The friends will help you unload your car.
And make sure they're in decent condition.
Absolutely.
Don't bring a book where the pages are all torn out.
Right, or moldy.
Yeah,
we don't want that. Come on, guys.
Color Our World, the summer reading program for kids and adults, kicks in.
That's on June 1st, it starts.
June 1st, mm-hmm. June 1st, okay.
Yeah, we start soon.
And here's the one I'm afraid
of. I'm sorry, that's June 7th. Summer Scare starts June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st. Summer Scare, that's what I'm afraid to mention. And that takes place, is that only what ages?
That starts with teens through adults, yeah.
Ooh, and you really get scary, huh?
We're talking like, you know, sixth grade and above. Well, yeah, we get scary.
What time do you do it at night?
Well, I think it's all day, actually. So go to racinelibrary.info, and there's a whole schedule of all the different activities.
And if people want to join Friends of the Library?
Also, racinelibrary.info, $15 for your basic membership, and we always can go higher, and you'll get a lovely gift for being a member of the Friends. Plus, you get letters from me every once in a while.
Okay.
That's even more special.
That's the price of admission right there.
There you go.
And nobody will ever throw those out.
No, they will not.
It'll be keepsakes forever.
They are anti your mom. That's correct.
So congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you so much, Don, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Congratulations to her. Thank you for coming in.
Always
got a smile on your face.
Glad to come in.
I'm used to looking at these grumpy people around here, but you got a smile on your face.
Oh, I think you give them a smile.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Thank you, Autumn.
Take good care.
Autumn Lattimore from the Racine Public Library, the Friends of the Library. Time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, now brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. It's the 1931 Indianapolis 500. Race driver Dave Evans is at the wheel of the Cummins car, the so-called Cummins Diesel Special. The Cummins company has entered it to promote the use of diesel fuel in automobiles. Dave Evans' racing reputation will assist that promotion. What I'm saying is that nobody really expects the Cummins car to win the Indy, and it's not going to win. But by the time the dust is down and the track is silent, an amazing record will be established. That's the rest of the story. It's a good way into the 1931 500. The Cummins car seems to be running very smoothly. But then Dave Evans looks down at the temperature gauge. Uh-oh. The needle is moving hotter and hotter. Any hotter and the engine will blow. So Dave knows that he must signal for a pit stop, or for him the race is over. There is an appropriate hand signal which he must make as he passes the pit that will prepare the mechanics for the problem at hand. Dave makes the signal, but Jim, the mechanic in charge of communicating with the driver by hand signals, Jim does not respond. There can be only one interpretation. The decision from the Cummins pit is that Dave Evans is to continue the race. He's not to stop, not for any reason. But the needle on the engine temperature gauge keeps climbing, and so in the next pass, Dave signals to the pit again, communicating the specific trouble, this time more frantically than before, but again, no response whatever from the pit. So now Dave Evans realizes he is to proceed without a pit stop until his engine blows up or until the end of the race, whichever comes first, and what came first was the end of the race. And now Dave pulls into the Cummins pit. Why did they make him stay out there, he demands. He didn't wait for an answer. The mechanics check the engine, and what do you know? Everything's fine. The block is barely warm. The problem all along was not an overheating engine, but a faulty temperature gauge. And that is how the Cummins Diesel Special became the first car in the history of the Indianapolis 500, the first ever to run the race nonstop. It finished 13th. It made Indy's first continuous run. And the reason was a novice mechanic in the Cummins pit, a fellow named Jim, to whom the hand signals had been entrusted. In fact, Jim had a sheet of paper tucked in his belt with all of the hand signals drawn on it. But when driver Dave Evans signaled for help, Jim panicked and forgot where he'd put that piece of paper. And so it was that racing history was made that day, not by an extraordinary machine, not by a legendary driver, but instead by a greenhorn member of the pit crew who one day would make aviation history with the first transcontinental flight under 24 hours and the first flight over the Andes Mountains by an American and a daring air raid on Tokyo in World War II. All your life, you've heard of the daring, deft, and dangerous accomplishments of General James Doolittle. Now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:31. Let's check our morning news. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge says a Racine teenager accused of shooting and killing his 11-year-old brother will stand trial for first-degree reckless homicide. The defense for the teenager yesterday during a preliminary hearing claimed the incident was accidental and challenged the evidence. However, after testimony from police, the judge decided to move forward. The next court date for the 16-year-old is scheduled for June 18th. Hackers could be hampered if a new college program gets up and running. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program to help meet the growing demand for skilled tech workers. Students would spend almost 300 hours in the classroom and gain paid on-the-job experience with local companies. More 3D-printed guns were taken off the streets just across the state line. A North Chicago man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns and machine gun conversion kits to undercover detectives. Eric Raines Sylvester is being held at the Lake County Jail and faces more than 20 felony charges. Racine students are being acknowledged by a Racine representative this weekend. A portrait gallery event led by Representative Angelina Cruz will open Saturday at Festival Hall, featuring the personal stories of 40 Racine Unified students. A statement says Cruz is trying to call attention to what she says is the need for greater investment in public education. The exhibit includes contributions from high school and elementary students and is a collaboration with local artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
So spring planting is quickly drawing to a close. Now our attention focuses in on controlling insects and weeds. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And judging by some of the insect reports that we're seeing from across Wisconsin, pesticide applications have to come into play very, very quickly. Jordan Campa, interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program through UW-Madison's Division of Extension, says priority number one when you're handling those chemicals, be careful.
I know that farmers are out there traveling around with pesticides in their vehicles. And so in trainings, we do like to talk about how to transport pesticides and making sure that people are not putting the pesticide containers with active ingredient in the cab with them, keeping those pesticides away from them. But then also thinking through, if you're going to be out applying a product and you're not going to be close to running water, have a jug of water with you in case you get something spilt on you so that you have the capacity to clean yourself off right away so that it's not festering and you're not going to have to go out and seek medical attention.
Jordan Campa, the interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program in Wisconsin. By the way, if you're curious about insect activity right now around the state, excellent video up at BadgerCropNetwork.com showing how healthy the cutworm and armyworm populations are, specifically in Rockin' Green County. Markets are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained 3 to 195. Double A butter was up a half a cent, 252 and a half per pound. This morning, we've got December corn down a penny at 443. November beans are up 4 at 1041. July wheat's unchanged. Currently, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a penny, 1934 a hundredweight. That's a quick snapshot on farm markets on a Thursday morning. I am Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, 53 degrees.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour! It's an hour! You didn't just get off a plane from Australia? It's an hour! Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? What's going on? Is this milk still good? Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that? It's an hour.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Namucci from Dion of the Belmonts, Abraham, Martin, and John. 7:42, local news, Hamlet's Hits here at WRJN. I came across this odd but true item here. The day Michael Jackson's hair caught fire. Remember that? He was filming a Pepsi commercial and his hair caught fire. Remember that famous thing they showed there? All right. That was the halfway point of his life. Literally, the halfway point of his life. It happened 9,282 days after he was born. And he died 9,281 days later. Whoa, isn't that something, huh? Literally the halfway. And you don't know it's the halfway point of your life. You have no idea. Ooh, that's kind of creepy. Partly sunny today with a high near 63. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 53. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow. Highs near 75. Whoa. Sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the mid-60s both days over the weekend. Right now it's cloudy and 53 degrees here at Radio Park. 7:53. Got the Beach Boys. Local news. Timeless hits. California girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really those styles they wear, and the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right, and the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all California, I wish they all could be California. I wish
Girls, Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7:45. All right, time for moron news. This guy in Virginia arrested. He painted his own crosswalk on a busy street. He used spray chalk to make it happen. Then he wants the city to put a permanent one there to slow drivers down. So he just painted his own crosswalk on the street. No, can't do that. You got to go through the proper channels. It's a good idea, though, right? All right. Pretty Blue Eyes. Here's Steve Lawrence, WRJN. Couple of big hit songs too back in the 60s. That was one of them. Pretty Blue Eyes, Footsteps, I think, was another one. And Go
Want
Away,
Crystal Clear,
and Go Away, Little Girl was another one of his hit songs too. All right. The average American only feels fully healthy 19 days a month. Hard to believe, huh? Whoa. People were asked about their health issues they battle most frequently. Here they are. The problem areas: fatigue, mood changes, digestive issues, headaches. People were asked how they feel right now. Only 28% of people felt healthy. 72% said they were in moderate or poor health. If you would have asked me this question yesterday, I would have said, I don't feel good because I had a cold yesterday. Today I feel a lot better, though. 7:48 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 63, 53 and cloudy. Right now, right here at Radio Park, we've got a big deal for you.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Set
sale with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the eighth installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The eighth movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today Show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
San Francisco's Scott McKenzie. WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits at 7:55. All right. Now, you would think your life would be over if you left, if you were a little kid and you lost your hand, right? Not for this kid. This 5-year-old boy from New York named Jordan Morata was born without a left hand. And he's way cooler than his friends, he said, because he just got a bionic arm that looks like Iron Man's arm. I saw a picture of it. He's right. It does look kind of cool. Yeah, I like the way it looks. Yeah.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hey, Hot Harbor Nights are back at the lakefront every Thursday evening. Now, this Thursday, come and enjoy the music from Honoring Racine Youth Volunteers. It's free, and there's food, drink for sale every Thursday tonight at Festival Park in downtown Racine. All right, summer's here, right? Close anyway, huh? 2 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Got CCR now. Looking at my back door here at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha and AM 1400 everywhere.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magicians. Looking out my back
Lock the front door, oh boy. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. While they'll meet tomorrow, the day I'll find no sorrow. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
That's Creighton CCR. Local news, Tablas hits at WRJN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN with Zeke and Osha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A federal trade court in New York may